This is a country dominated by the timeless rhythms of nature and the diversity of life found in the rolling hills of endless green. One of the biggest reintroductions of wildlife in Africa took place in northern KwaZulu-Natal. Today, the game reserve at Pinda, which in Zulu means the return, is home to lions, elephants, leopards, and other wildlife. And it's the last stop on Amy's tour of the new South Africa.
Once again, engineers are looking to the insect world for inspiration. There are more than 25 projects to create flying metal bugs that can do anything from surveillance to sabotage. These new microfibers will be based upon a whole new technology of flight. Developers hope to apply the ideas of swarm intelligence to help make those metal insects operate without human control.
Sucker Masoch is best known for the novel Venus in Furs, about the masochistic relationship between Severin von Kusiemski, dreamer and dilettante, and Wanda von Dunaju, a beautiful, free-spirited widow to whom he becomes a slave.
Prospectors searching for oil near the Sultanate of Brunei stumble upon this incredible find. A mysterious cargo of jars and Chinese porcelain spilled across the ocean floor. Its discovery prompts one of the largest excavations ever attempted at sea. And for the archaeologists, it will be a race against time.
It is a symbol of Olympic ideals, peace, unity, and pursuit of excellence. The Olympic flame unites people across all borders, across history. It carries the spirit of ancient Olympia, sharing hope and inspiration throughout the world.
New career development opportunities are emerging across the organization every day.
Greetings to all parents, grandparents, alumni, and benefactors of the Wilmington Christian School.
Welcome to Chicago's premier airport hotel.
Marsh is committed to creating an entrepreneurial environment that lets you maximize your potential. And we're making career information more accessible than ever before to achieve your professional aspirations.
On the glittering shores of Canada's westernmost province lies one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
On December 28th, they hosted the world's first public screening, paving the way for film pioneers like Georges Méliès and Thomas Edison.
This is Mariam. She is 16 years old, an Indonesian Muslim living with her parents and younger brother. In the next 15 seconds, she is going to leave Islam. 2 million people in Indonesia leave Islam for Christianity every year. Statistics from the International Crisis Group 2012 indicate that if the growth continues at its current rate, by 2035, it would cease to be a Muslim-majority country.